Okay, we're continuing now with the last halacha in the second parak of Hilchos Teshuva, and we'll again blow shofar at the end for anyone who missed the beginning. Achot de chaveru meis chaveru. So we just ended off the halacha of talking about how Yom Kippur and Teshuva only is mechaper for ben adam lemakom, ben adam lechaveru mitzvos that are interpersonal mitzvos as opposed to between us and God. Those require a prerequisite. The prerequisite is essentially asking for forgiveness from the individual that you damage. It may include paying up damages. If someone has a monetary damage that you owe them, then you have to pay that up in advance. And then you could ask them for tshuva, ask them for kapara, ask them for forgiveness, mechila. And then you approach a Kadosh Baruch Hu and ask for mechila and kapara from him as well. As we pointed out, every ben adam lechaveiro also incorporates a ben adam lemakom, because Kadosh Baruch Hu told you not to act that way toward other people. Hachot lechaveiro meis chaveiro. What happens if a situation happens like this, where you sin against the person and that person then passes away? Kodem sheivakish mechila, before you ask them forgiveness. So you've effectively lost the chance to ask them directly for forgiveness. So what do? Maybe asar b'nei adam, you bring 10 people. Uma'amidin al kivro, you bring them to his or her kever, his or her burial place. V'yomar b'fneihem chatosi la'ashem elokei yisrael v'lifloni zeh shekach v'kach asiti lo. Says the Rambam, what do with these 10 people right in front of the person's burial place, the kever? You say, I sinned against who? I sinned against Hashem, as we pointed out all along. There's every ben adam lechaveru also has a ben adam lemakom inherent within it. Chatazi laHashem Elokei Yisrael, I sinned against the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who is the God of all of the Yisrael. V'lefloni zeh, and to this individual, who I can't go over to him anymore or her anymore and ask for forgiveness. Shekach v'kach asisi lo, this is exactly what I did to them. V'mhaya chayev lo mamun yachzir liyorshim, and what happens, not only if you're asking for mechila, but you owe them money. Let's say you damaged the property, damaged them. You owe them money, so you give that money to the yorshim. You give that money to their inheritors. Lo hayodeh lo yorshim yanichenu beveistin v'yisvade. Says the Rambam, what happens if there is no yorshim? Let's say that we don't know of any individuals who are the yorshim, who are the inheritors. Then you give it to the beistin, and you still do a vidu, you still do a vidu pay, so the confession for the things that you did against this individual. In other words, even in a situation in which it's too late to ask the individual for mechila, there is a procedure in place so that you don't have to carry that along with you for the rest of your life. You don't have to carry that fate with you for the rest of your life. And this is another point that we were making yesterday as well, which is that asking mechila is both a requirement on the individual who did the sin, and giving mechila seems to be an expectation, or even a requirement from the person who was sinned. And that's why we pointed out that there's a value to forgive. There's a value to forgive, and there's a value to say, I'm mechel, and that's why there's a tefillah again from before Yom Kippur, for everyone to be able to say a tefillah, I forgive anyone who may have damaged me, any person who may have damaged me, because there's a value of both being forgiving and asking for forgiveness as well. Let's jump into the third parak of Hilchos Teshuva. Every single person in the world, and I love this line because I think it's such a valuable thing for all of us to hear on both fronts. Every single person, yesh lo zechuyos ve'avonos. They have things that are their zechuyos, that they have virtues, they have merits, ve'avonos, and they have demerits, they have sins. Every single person. And some people out there in the world believe that the only ones that are struggling with the sin, the only ones in the world, everyone else seems to be doing so great with this, doing so great with that. You never know what a person is struggling with. Very often it is something that is hidden to other people's eyes. They are struggles. But also at the same time, sometimes people think, not only am I the only one struggling here, I don't have any zechuyos. I got nothing going for me. And that's such a ridiculous thing. Of course you have zechuyos. Of course you have incredible things going for you. And we are often our own best critics. And sometimes we go a little overboard with being our own best critics. We have to remember, kol echad ve'echad ne'adam yesh lo zechuyos va'avonos. We're all in this together. Misha zechuyosav yiseiros alavonosav tzaddik, a person who has greater zechuyos than their avonos, they are considered to be a tzaddik. Misha avonosav yiseiros al zechuyosav rasha, whoever has the scale tipping in the other direction, he's considered to be a rasha. Mechta lemechta, if you have half and half, that's a beinoni. That's a person in the middle. That's a person in the middle. So we're going to see in a minute that very often we have to perceive ourselves as being this beinoni, being in the middle of the calculation here. Again, anyone who has greater merits than the merits, they're considered to be a tzaddik. Vice versa is a rasha. And whoever has 50-50, that's considered to be a beinoni. And the same thing doesn't only apply to an individual, the chen ha-medina. If an entire city, entire state, in hayu zechuyos kol yoshveha merubos al avinoseyen harei zet tzedekes, vim hayu avinoseyen merubin harei zel rosho v'chein kol olam kulo. Says the Rambam, this is not only a calculation that takes place for individuals, a calculation that takes place for cities, for states, and for the entire world as well. If the majority of the actions are zechuyos, then that is a wonderful thing, and that's a righteous city, it's a righteous world. And if it's the opposite, unfortunately, it is a wicked state or a wicked world. So, what are we supposed to do with this information now? Adam Shavanoso Mirubin Azachyosov Miyad Humeis Pirisho Shemar Arov Avonech. Says the Rambam, and Vachain Medina Shavanosa Mirubin Miyad Obeda Shemar Zahas Dom Vamora Kira Bav Gamer. So, any individual and any state that is in a situation in which their zechuyos are lesser than, or really more importantly, their avonos are merubin, are greater than their zechuyos, so then they die. And they die in their rishos, and they also, so too, a city will disappear. And what's the example of the city? Just to give you an example of what a person we're talking about, because I think this is actually reflective. I think the Rambam deliberately puts this here, that why he emphasizes the cities. No one should feel like, oh my gosh, I'm a lost cause, chas v'shalom. Think about the city that the Rambam is describing, and then you understand what type of person we're talking about. The Rambam is describing a city called Sodom v'Amora that was totally destroyed. Why? Because they were not only a city of individuals who were terrible, but the entire society was just a backwards and evil society. And that's why they were destroyed. So just to keep that in mind, when we're talking about who this individual is that we're talking about. And this is such an important statement about the world and about our role in the world and about our actions in the world. If the world, if the world as a whole, if the world as a whole had more avonos than zechuyos miyad, says the Rambam, looking back to the Mabul, if the world as a whole has more avonos than zechuyos, so then it's going to be destroyed. And this is really where, however, this is really where our calculations, we're like, wait a second, I mean, I've been calculating this pretty well, I'm pretty sure that I have more avonos. So no, that's not how the calculations work. We're not the ones that are supposed to calculate this like this based on the number of avonos. No, it's about gadlam, about the greatness of those avonos. How intense one, or not only avonos, how intense our zechuyos are, how great the magnitude of those things, rather than the multitude of them. Yesh zechus shehi kineged kama avonos shenemar yah nimtza bo devar tov. Right, we're gonna have situations in which one action of a zechus is gonna be greater than multiple avonos. And same vice versa. One sin is gonna mess up lots of good. Says the Rambam, while these calculations are accurate and there is a clear set of rules and there's a clear set of hierarchy, all of that is known only by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is not for us to start calculating our avonos in the same way or the avonos of the world in the same way. And keep in mind, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu came out and calculated the avonos and the zechuyos of Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember the discussion or the feud, if you call it that, between Avram and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe there's 40, maybe there's 50, maybe there's 10, right? Avram is not sure. Maybe there are some individuals in that city that are still worth saving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. But it's worthwhile to think about, first of all, even if there was, let's say there was one or there was five. So then it seems like based on the calculations that happened there, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have destroyed the entire city, right? Which is a remarkable thing to think about, because we're talking right now about the calculations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows these calculations. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the calculations of the individuals. He knows the calculations of the world. And we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu's calculations. We're not involved in the calculation. We're not checking his calculations, Chas Shalom. But more importantly, it's not for us to start making our own calculations, not of societies, not of ourselves. And sometimes we often find ourselves, that group of people, they're terrible. Who are you to say such a thing? Who are you to say such a thing? We're not here to start judging other groups of people. We're not even here to necessarily start assessing our own shkila, our own shokel. We're not weighing one over the earth to the other. No, we're here to try to make ourselves as great as we possibly can, to recognize where our faults are and where our restraints are, to work on our faults, to try to even encourage our own strengths, to continue building our strengths. But we're not here to start establishing a weighing system of, oh my gosh, I did X number of sins, X number. No, that's not how it works. We don't have to be so worried about that moving into the Yom Narayim right now. We should keep in mind that it is true that a person who is greater on the Avonos, that's considered to be a Rasha. The person that is greater Zechuyos, that's considered to be a Tzaddik. And we're going to see again soon that our expectation for ourselves and for the world as a whole is to see ourselves mechzel mechzel beinoni. That this idea that every time we do an action, and we'll see this in the round shortly, that every time we do an action, we should assess, me doing this action is going to tip the scales. Right now, the scales are mechzel mechzel. We have half and half. But if I do something wrong, I'm going to tip the scales, unfortunately, not only for myself, but for the whole world in the other direction. And it's incumbent upon us to keep that in mind as we're acting. It seems, though, even after that sin, we're still back to Mechzal Mechta. It's a fascinating calculation, and it's a fascinating thing to discuss in a broader sense. But the Rambam is giving us a real structure here for understanding that the entire purpose of all this tshuva that we've been talking about is also because we have calculations and there are ledgers. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget anything we do. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu weighs our sins and all these scales. And it's not something that goes unnoticed. And that's part of the reason why tshuva is such a remarkable tool and also a remarkable responsibility for us to be keeping in mind as we're going through the month of Elul. We'll blow shofar once again for those who missed it. Bye.